जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुनतीरवनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुनतीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंस प्रभाष आकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिशिमात अभयाचार्य नरविंद भक्ति विरांत स्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivhasa Gacharya Ashto Tarasata Shishimat Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur Prabhupada Ki Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Tai Gaur Premanandi Glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, Sri Rama. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 29th chapter, text number 1. Prachina Bharhir Uvacha. Bhagavamste vachos vasos mabhi na samyag avagamyate kabayastad vijanandi na bayam karma mohita pachina bahir uvacha. Bhagavante vachoshmabhi na samyag avagamyate kavayastad vijanandi na bayam karma mohita prachina bahir uvacha. Bhagavamste vachos mabhi na samyag agabhamyate kabayastad vijhanandi na bayam karma mohita. Pachina bahir vacha. Bhagavam te vachos mabhi na samyag avagamyate kavyastad vijanandi vayam karma mohita prachina bahir vacha. Bhagavam te vachos mabhi samyag ramyate evijanandi navayam karma mohita bhagavam te vachusmabhi na samyag apagamyate kavayastan vijanandi namayam karma mohita. Vaishnavis. Pachina bharhiru vacha. Bhagavante vacho smabhi. Nasamyaga bhagamyate. Kavayastan vijanandi. Nabayam karma mohita. Pachina bahir uvacha. King Pachina Barhi said, Bhagavan, O my Lord, te your bacha words asmabhi. By us, na, never, samyak, perfectly, avagamyate, are understood. Kabaya, those who are expert. Tat, that. Vijanandi, can understand. Na, never. Vayam, we. Karma, by fruitive activities. Mohita, enchanted. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. King Prachinabharti replied, "My dear Lord, we could not appreciate completely the purport of your allegorical story of King Puranjana. Actually, those who are perfect in spiritual knowledge can understand. But for us, who are overly attached to fruitive activities, to realize the purport of your story is very difficult." Everyone can please repeat. King Prachinabharti replied, "My dear Lord, we could not appreciate completely the purport of your allegorical story of King Puranjana. Actually, those who are perfect in spiritual knowledge can understand. But for us, who are overly attached to fruitive activities, to realize the purport of your story is very difficult." Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7:13, Lord Krishna says, "Tribir gunamayar bhavayar ebi sarvam ibam jagat mohitam nabijananti mamebhya paramabhyayam." Deluded by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Generally, people are enchanted by the three modes of material nature and therefore practically unable to understand that behind all materialistic activities in the cosmic manifestation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Generally, when people are engaged in sinful or pious activities, they are not perfect in knowledge of devotional service. The allegorical story narrated by Narada Muni to King Bhadisman is especially meant to engage conditioned souls in devotional service. The entire story, narrated allegorically, is easily understood by a person in devotional service. But those who are engaged not in devotional service, but in sense gratification, cannot perfectly understand it. That is admitted by King Bhadisman. This 29th chapter describes that by too much attachment for women, one becomes a woman in the next life. But a person who associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his representative becomes free from all material attachments and is thus liberated. Om Jnanati Marandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mahyam Tadati Swaha Patantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Guravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivashari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Panchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So this verse emphasizes the importance of hearing properly. And hearing properly has different aspects. One aspect is, if we're attentive, Srila Prabhupada would sometimes become disturbed if after a class, no one asked questions. On one occasion, he said, so there are no questions? And nobody said anything. He said, therefore you have not heard. So, because if we're hearing, and especially from Srila Prabhupada, Mahabhagavata, then the realizations must be very deep. So I wanted to go back to one verse in the previous chapter just to illustrate. This verse illustrates the description of the king Malayadwaj. It first describes him and his activities. So here, this is the verse. I'm just going to read the translation. It was fixed that Vaidarbhi, the daughter of King Bidarbha, was to be married to a very powerful man, Malayadwaj, an inhabitant of the Pandu country. After conquering other princes, he married the daughter of King Bidarbha. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, the symbolism or the allegory or what we can understand, who is Malayadwaj. So he takes this from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So Malayadwaj signifies a great devotee who stands firm as the Malaya Hill, and through his propaganda makes others devotees similarly as firm, dwaja, flag or indication, by his preaching. And he's so strong, as it says in the Upanishads, that the spiritual master should be Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam, should have heard from the proper sources and should be fixed in that knowledge. Not that we hear something and we repeat it like a parrot, but we have no realization. Especially this happens with folio sometimes. Someone has some idea, puts the idea in folio, finds some quotes them with no realization, no understanding. Out of context. So it's a very good tool to use as reference, but it is not a substitute for deep study of Srila Prabhupada's books. So in this verse, Malayadwaj is said to be the spiritual master, and Bidarbhi is the disciple. So this whole major part of the previous chapter is dedicated to the duty, the responsibility, the activities, the dedication, and the determination of the disciple to the spiritual master, and also how the spiritual master must be fixed and must be accompanied by Paramatma. If we cannot perceive Paramatma, as the Bhagavatam says in the beginning, yachtradhana, that we should hear very carefully, shutaya, we should hear very carefully, jnana, vairagya, and we should be accompanied by That should be accompanied by understanding by the natural tendency to renunciation in Krishna consciousness is not really giving something up, it's taking something better. Param jistva nivartate. We get something better, we get something more wonderful. And then the lesser thing becomes insignificant. Just like if you're eating rice without salt, you've eaten that all your life, and then someone comes with some wonderful sabji made with coconut milk, and then immediately the dry rice will seem insignificant. So we have to have that vision, understand who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And for that, we need qualification. Srila Prabhupada gave a wonderful example of that qualification. He said, just like one may have a motor car, automobile. So something goes wrong with it. You open up the top and you look at the motor. And you may think so many things. But if a mechanic comes and he looks at the motor, he sees differently. He sees immediately what is the problem and fixes it. And I will simply be bewildered. So here, Prachina Bharishat or Bharishman is bewildered because he heard a story, with all these allegorical, but he understood the story. Nice story, yes, a king got married, the king was very fixed up, he conquered in all directions, and a nice story. And then he decided to give up his kingdom because he had many competent sons, and he did some austerities, and he gave up his body, and his wife was very sad, who was very faithful and devoted. It sounds like a nice story from the Mahabharata, there's a lot of, nice stories about piety. And so, now he says, Narada Muni is waiting for him to, reveal what he understood. And he said, I understood a story, but he didn't understand the meaning. He didn't understand that what this story meant is that, dear king, you have to give up your so many attachments. You're a pious king. You're a theistic king. You believe in the Supreme Person, but you're attached to so many things. So you have to give it up. But he doesn't understand that by being in the association of Narada Muni is the way he gives it up. But he has to hear more carefully. He has to dedicate himself. He has to look for Krishna. He has to try to get a taste. In the Bhagavatam 10th canto, that Muchukunda, when he's speaking to the Lord, so he says one verse that Srila Prabhupada quoted many, many times, that I can't remember the verse right now. Bhava Bhavargo Brahmato Yadha Bhavej. That when one is wandering, when one gets tired of wandering within this material world, then janasyatar yachuta satsamagamam, that one attains the association of devotees. So it seems like it's saying that if you, after so much suffering in this material world, you will get the association of devotees. But Jiva Goswami explained that's not what it means. What it means is that this material world, the brahmata within this material world, wandering one body after another, one planet after another, one family after another, all this wandering, after so much, then if you are fortunate enough to get the association of devotees, you will take advantage of it. So that's what the suffering is for. Everything that Krishna has placed before us, suffering, difficulties, problems, and, you know, dukkalayam ashashvatam, Krishna says, certainly this material world is full of these things. And so you will be able to take up hopefully you will be able to take up the association of devotees, but not, as Krishna says in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, although your initial motive may be, you know, suffering, distress, need, curiosity, or the pursuit of knowledge. Maybe you ultimately have to go beyond that. If any of these motives remains, except for the pursuit of knowledge, Krishna qualifies that this can actually bring us to the transcendental platform. You know, it can actually become transcendental by itself. But of course, in the case of Bhadishman, it didn't happen that way. So he needs further understanding. So then Muchukunda says that satsangamo, if by this association, yarhi tadhaiva satgato, we actually direct ourselves, we actually want to achieve the supreme destination of life, then para vishe twahi, then by understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all so-called good and bad, auspicious and inauspicious within this material world, if we really understand, as Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, that he is behind everything, then jayate rati, then we will begin to develop a taste, a desire to take advantage of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, Srila Prabhupada says something very interesting here when he quotes Bhagavad Gita. He says, people in generally are enchanted by the three modes of nature, Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nistrigunya Bhava Arjuna. Most people see within the Vedas. Some devotees see within Prabhupada's quotes the opportunity to enjoy this world. That this is what we're here for. And nowadays, especially for a devotee, there's so many challenges. One of the biggest challenges is called social media. Because it's so full of, I won't say what it's full of, but it's definitely very dangerous. Very dangerous. Social media. Of course, social media can be used in, just like everything can be used in Krishna service. Even things that are generally considered not to be very very nice, a devotee knows how to use them in Krishna service. So social media, many devotees use Facebook and this and that for preaching. But it's so easy. It's just like technology. Technology can be used. Here we have microphone, Prabhupada's favorite example. We have this microphone. It is technology. It is maya. But we are using it in Krishna service. And so, but 90% of technology ends up deviating us from devotional service. I was just saying the other day in the science conference that's why I stopped studying science. Because I could see it was all commercial. It was just for satisfying people's material desires, mostly. Or, as Srila Prabhupada said one time, they think that knowledge means making the atomic bomb. But the atomic bomb, the knowledge of the atomic bomb will take away life. But knowledge of Krishna consciousness, it will give you life. It will take away death. So their technology takes away life. And even the technology of cell phones and this and that, if we're not using them exclusively in Krishna service, it takes away our life because we waste so much time reading about things that have nothing to do with Krishna, or hearing about or contacting someone or speaking with someone, chatting. I get these messages all the time from somewhere. Would you like to chat? You know, I either, you know, delete it or say no. Even when devotees say, would you like to chat, Maharaj? I say, no. I want to hear and chant, no. But if we're going to speak about Krishna, yes. You know, are we going to speak of what lila will we be engaging in? Then we can chat. I'll be very happy. But better we speak, because then you have to write it all out. Of course, maybe I'll remember it better that way. But so many temptations are there, you know. And it's so easy to get distracted. And therefore, Krishna says, Nirdvando nityasatvashto. Therefore, Arjuna, be situated beyond the duality of these modes of nature. And nir yoga kshema atmavan. That means that to acquire something in this material world is very difficult. To preserve that in the material world is very difficult. And then, although Krishna doesn't mention it, if we go to the next step, to give it up is even more difficult. Unless, of course, the material body, even Prabhupada gave that example that of how strong attachment to the body is. That the king is dying. No, he's leaving his body, he's almost dead. And then he tells his minister that, yes, I have become detached. But then a young girl walks in front and he's looking. No, he's 90 years old, almost dead. No, but he can't stop from looking. Not like Malayadwaj. He realized, and this story is very significant because it tells us that long before the time of death, long before old age comes, we should see through Bhagavad Gita, Jnana Chakshu. Krishna says in the 15th chapter, there are three, he doesn't say, but there are three types of eyes. These two eyes, which are very limited and inefficient. Then there's Jnana Chakshu, much better, the eyes of knowledge. We see that eyes of knowledge through Bhagavad Gita. And then the third eyes, the yogis speak about the third eye. We speak about the third eye also. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. That the eye of transcendental love, the eye of the heart. That's the eye. The yogis want to open up this eye, this third eye. We open up this third eye, the eye of the heart. We want to see everything in terms of Krishna Bhakti. And how do we see things in terms of Krishna Bhakti? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Sanatana Goswami that Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Gai Sadhu Sangha, that actually Krishna Bhakti is awakened, as Muchakunda is recommending, as this story is recommending, through the association with the spiritual master, Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, that Krishna Bhakti is awakened. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the association of devotees is so powerful that Krishna Prema Janme Tingho Puna Mukya Anga, that even at the point of Krishna Prema, awakening within the heart, still association with Vaishnavas is the main activity. Most important thing. So many devotees. Jad Bharat said to Rahuganai ta tapasa nayati, that my dear King Rahugana, that by austerities or by some renunciation, nachajjaya, nirvapanad grihadva, or by so many ceremonies, by absence or by Vedic sacrifices, nachandasa, by all these Vedic activities, naiva jalagni surayar, or by standing in a cold river, a cold river in the winter, or circled by fire in the winter. None of these things will help. Bina mahat pada pada rajobhishekam. That the real solution to everything, the real nectar in this world, is to put the dust of the devotees on our head. This is such association with devotees. Tuliyaman lavanapi naswargam napumar bhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kimutashishaha. That even 1 second, lavamatra sadhu sangha, even 1 second of association with a devotee is so unlimitedly valuable. So what does that mean? One could think, I had some association with Prabhupada more than 1 second, more than 1/13th of a second, and I'm still suffering in this material world. It means you really have to take advantage. You have to be eager. You have to desire, as Rupa Goswami says, that Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati, that if you want Krishna rasa, if you want Krishna bhakti rasa, if you want to taste, get this taste of devotional service, this rati, then kriyatam yadi kutopi labdhyate, then you have to be willing to pay the price. And what is that price? Well, there's so many things. Initially, that price is follow the four regulative principles, chant a minimum of 16 rounds. And Srila Prabhupada said many times, minimum means minimum. The only reason a devotee who's actually is practicing devotional service seriously should chant only 16 rounds is because we have so much service to do. That's the only reason. One time, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how can I chant 16 rounds with quality? And Prabhupada said, 16 rounds means no quality. Quality means many more rounds. Because if you're only chanting 16, you have no attraction. So a devotee should be, I have to stop chanting, I only chanting 16 because I have so much service to do. Especially brahmacharis, sannyasis, vanaprasthas, they have so many things to do in the temple. Grihasthas have so many things to do to maintain their family. If they're responsible, Krishna-conscious grihasthas, they have to maintain a house that is Krishna-conscious, a family that is Krishna-conscious. It takes so much effort. Any grihastha knows, and all of us know from our own experience as children, even if we're brahmacharis or sannyasis, if we were never married, which my case and many of you cases, hopefully it will stay that way. How much problem we gave to our mother. I can remember, so I won't even repeat it. I feel sorry for her. Small child, taking care of, maintaining a child, nowadays cost crores of rupees just to put one child from birth to the time when they take up their own responsibilities. Crores of rupees, of course, in a very poor family they might not spend crores, but they will spend crores of blood and sweat and tears. It's so difficult to raise one child, what to speak two, three children. So if a grihastha does that in Krishna consciousness, I mean, even our Srila Prabhupada, he had children. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had children. He had to be a teacher, a judge. Srila Prabhupada had to maintain a pharmacy. And so many years. Many times Srila Prabhupada referred to that. He said, my Guru Maharaj told me to preach, but I wasted so much time. He wasn't wasting time. But when you feel the urgency, Grihastha life means feeling that urgency. I have been initiated. My Guru Maharaj, our Acharya, told us to preach. So let me preach by my example. Srila Prabhupada preached by his example. And of course, Kurma Brahman, Srila Prabhupada illustrates that pastime of Lord Chaitanya with Kurma Brahman is to teach us that in the Grihastha phase of life, one should always be thinking how to invite people, let them come to my home, let them be Krishna. Even in the USA, the citadel of sense gratification. No, you can invite people. They may not be so willing. You can't come here and let's do Hari Kirtan. But you invite them, take some prasadam. What to speak of in India, where you have such an advanced culture, even the remnants of an advanced culture. People understand. You invite them, you give them prasadam, they understand what it is. Then you chant the holy name, they will chant with you. Unless they're very puffed up materialists, atheistic materialists who think that this wonderful culture that we're promoting here is what's holding India back from becoming better than the USA. It's already better. It's always been better. But they think, let us become materially better. That most likely will not happen because Krishna put his lotus feet in Vrindavan. Ramachandra put his lotus feet in Ayodhya. And all the different, they all appeared here. Therefore, they have made it impossible for India to give up this culture. The Lord has appeared and his dust is sanctified this wonderful land of Bharatvarsha. No, he will not allow it to happen. And that is why Srila Prabhupada was empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go against this tendency of Kali Yuga to make this wonderful Bharatvarsha into a materialistic country. So Srila Prabhupada says here in the verse, in his purport, that people enchanted by these modes are practically unable to understand that behind all these materialistic activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does that mean? Does that mean they're supposed to understand? No. It means that they don't understand why life is as it is, why they have to suffer, why they have to go through so many experiences. No. They think, let's make an egalitarian society. No. Everyone's the same. No. They want to make equality on the bodily platform. No. This will never happen. Srila Prabhupada said many times, he said, oh, you want to be equal? Then let the man become pregnant. No. Then I will say you can become equal. Otherwise, there was no equality. No. So, this is the big effort of the Western world. And we are preaching, yes, we're all equal. Bidyavinaya sambhate brahmani gavi hastini. We are all equal, but on the spiritual platform, not on the material platform. And we have to promote that. And then Srila Prabhupada says, generally when people are engaged in sinful or pious activities, this is very important, sinful or pious activities, people think good karma. No, let me have some good karma. Let me create some good karma. No, yam imam pushpitam ba cham. No, that these people who hear the flowery language of the Vedas, what are they looking for? They're looking for in janma karma padapalam. That they're looking for good birth and the results of pious activities. People are doing austerity. Everyone, all the materialistic people are doing austerity, thinking that this will bring enjoyment. They actually everyone is forced to understand that the result of suffering is simply some temporary enjoyment. They consider it's happened to them again and again. They're doing it again and again. So such a wonderful statement. If a materialistic person hears this, they will not understand. What do you mean, pious activities? If I'm engaged in pious activities, helping someone, just like we have the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, materialistic people will think, oh, it's very pious. But we're thinking, no, let people come and let them hear about Krishna while they're getting cured. And if you cure their body and then you inject Krishna consciousness in their brain, they're grateful that you cured the body, so they will take it more seriously. So that's what we're doing. No, we disguise something as a pious activity so people will be attracted, and then we give them Krishna. No, this was Srila Prabhupada's technique. No, that you, Prabhupada said, when I speak to someone, my tactic is I listen for 5 minutes. No, and then I put my finger in the sore. No, otherwise I detect what their illusion is, and then I tell them that, you know, Prabhupada would listen to people. I saw this so many times. And then he would start speaking, and they would try to say something, and he would just keep going. You know. Or they would say something, make a point, and Prabhupada would just keep on with his point. And they were thinking, one professor, who was so nice, this professor, French professor, so he said, Swamiji, can you tell us about the loving exchanges of Radha and Krishna? And Prabhupada said, who are you? And he said, oh, Professor so-and-so. Prabhupada said, no, who are you? I am Professor, he gave his title. And then Prabhupada said, no, who are you? And Professor turned to the devotees, thinking Prabhupada didn't understand his language. So can you tell Swami? And Prabhupada just said, no. You must understand you are not this body. He said, yes, I understand. But I want to know about Radha. And before he could even say Krishna, Prabhupada said, we are not interested in Radha and Krishna. We are interested in understanding I am not this body. So otherwise Prabhupada he couldn't understand that what Prabhupada was trying to say. Such an intelligent man. Or such an intelligent man like Einstein. His conclusion was that God cannot be a person. He read Bhagavad Gita many, many times. But his conclusion was, you know, one of the most intelligent brains that we understand in history. And he could not understand that God is. Why? Because of the Holocaust. How could a person permit that? Therefore, God must be an energy. So it's not a question of intelligence. It's not a question of, as Judd Bardot said to Ruhugana, or as Prahlad Maharaj said, it's not a question. Anasham matis tavar rukramangrim. To understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Spishat yanarto pagamo adarta. And to give up the cycle of birth and death, mahiya sam pada rajo bishakam. It can only be done by that. Niskinchananam. To become niskinchana, it can only be done that way. Otherwise, it will not happen. Navinita. Yava, it will not happen unless you get this association of the Vaishnavas, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So unless people give up impious and pious activities, therefore when King Nimi met the Navayogendra, when he met them, he said, Atta Atyantikam Kshemam. Prichchamo bhavatonaga. He said immediately, "Oh, it's so wonderful that I have gotten your company. Please immediately explain to me what is the purpose of life. Sam smartishmin kshanardo pi. Tell me how to get out of this samsara. Satsanga sevadir ninam. This is the greatest. This opportunity is the greatest treasure." So our acharyas say, He should have sat him down and given him some water. But he was thinking, I'm a king. Here is these great saintly persons. No, as Srila Prabhupada said, Shukadeva Goswami would only stay enough time for the milking of the cows. No. And if you stay for the milking of the cows here, you'll stay a very short time. No? Because otherwise we have overpopulation of cows. No? So he was thinking, there's so many etiquettes that I should go through, but let me just take advantage of their association. Let me make this question, because they will go away. They're not interested in associating with. Even Nanda Maharaj, when Garga Muni came, he even though he had Krishna in his house, he was thinking humility of a Vaishnava, humility of a devotee. He was thinking, what a great opportunity this great sage has come. He didn't think, I've got Krishna here. Why do I need Garga Muni? No. He was thinking this way. Just like we should think, if we have the fortune that has been given to us by Sri Guru Gauranga and the Vaishnavas to have some degree of Krishna consciousness, we should be so anxious to take advantage of the association of the Vaishnavas to enrich our Krishna consciousness and to be very determined to give that Krishna consciousness to others so that our devotional service becomes strengthened by giving it to others. Now, this was the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said that we all have a great duty. Ata eva ami agya dilun sabakari. You all must follow my order. And what is that order? That jahan tahan prema pala deha jharitari. That everyone within the universe must get these fruits of love of Godhead. So if we do that, we get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya. We follow his order and we get his mercy. Just like I give the example sometimes, a salesman or a salesperson, the more you sell, the more product you get. No? Like if I have a salesperson working, they sell. First, I give them a little bit because if they could go off and steal it, and then I lose. So I give them a little bit, and they sell it all in one day. Oh, I give them five times more. So Lord Chaitanya does the same. If we take Krishna consciousness and we give it liberally, we dedicate our lives, then Lord Chaitanya will give us so much more bhakti because we are distributing it. So therefore, preaching, being involved in the Sankirtan movement, either directly or indirectly, is an essential activity so that our Krishna consciousness will flourish. So Srila Prabhupada, he ends his purport by saying that be very careful. You know, if you're too attached to this material world, specifically in this case, it was being attached to a woman, then you take a woman's body. You know? Or you're too attached to a man, you take a man's body. Or you're too attached to, just like one time, and I'll conclude with this, Srila Prabhupada was walking in Paris, and he passed by this huge mansion. It was like, made all the other houses look like huts, you know, in this one neighborhood. Just beautiful gardens. And Prabhupada said, he will take his birth, I can't remember if it was a rat or a cockroach in this house. And devotee, you know, Prabhupada has some mystic, you know, thought it was some mystic power. But Prabhupada said, yeah, because a house this big, he must be so attached that he will have to come back. But because he is so sinful, he will come back as an insignificant entity in the same house. So otherwise, as Krishna says, Yo yam 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 tanum bhakta shradhar yachitum ichiti tasya tasya talam shradha. I always understand this verse as Krishna saying, be careful where you put your faith, because whatever you put your faith in, that will be your deity. So if your faith is in money, power, sense gratification, that will take you to the next body. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. In this case, because it was a woman, that is the example. But the example is very ample. It's very big, whatever we become attached to. And if we become attached to Krishna, then we will go to Krishna. That is our blessing. So these are some points on this verse. I'll stop here. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for a very nice presentation. In the beginning of the class, you emphasized sufficiently on how association is so powerful. I wanted to know from your experience, when we are approaching new people, apart from association, what other factors influences the Shraddha of such a person? How can we instill Shraddha when we are preaching? Association definitely is one important factor. Anything else that you'd like to emphasize?
By dedicating ourselves to the words of Sri Guru, that's all it takes. Tadvidi pranipatena. Prabhupada said, he explained this verse 3 times that I heard in different lectures, that first you have submission, then sevaya, then you do service, you engage in service, and then pariprasna, then you will be able to ask intelligent questions. Otherwise, if there's no seva, then your questions will be encyclopedic. I want to know about this, I want to know about that. Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj, he was like encyclopedia. But he said, don't waste the time of the Guru with unnecessary questions. Therefore, many times in the class, someone would ask a question and Prabhupada would say, that is not a good question. Or Prabhupada would say, this had nothing to do with this verse. So the point is that if we have a submissive attitude, if we engage in service, then we will be able to inquire, and by that inquiry, we will make rapid advancement. So those 3 things are there, not always in the order. Of course, Krishna says it in the other order, because generally someone becomes submissive by suffering. Suffering, material nature beats us until we, but usually we just try to go around the suffering and get some more sense gratification. But then, after Maya beats it, Daivi Hesha Guna Maya Duratyaya. So Maya is very competent because she's Daivi Hesha Guna Mayi. And she manifests her potency through the gunas. And mame vaye prapadyante. But if we surrender to Krishna, mayamitam tarantite. Prabhupada gave the example, like if you go to someone's house and they have a big dog, like a big Rottweiler or Doberman, and he comes running after you, what are you going to do? But if the master comes and says, hut, then you're saved. So we must depend on Sri Guru and Gauranga. And then everything is, and the holy name, and everything is, all solutions will come from that.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for a very thoughtful lectures, this presentation. Initially, Maharaj, you say that generally we go to folio and quote some Prabhupada sentences without any realization. So for my personal application, I want to know that how I can go from information to realization, because with realization, for my personal application, understanding and purification. So how I can go from information to realization with proper understanding?
Yes. Well, I always recommend when we're reading very carefully, and then we can use the folio to reinforce that. Then you see things in the proper context. But if you just put in, some word and then you try to find some quotes or some idea that you want to justify, then things will come out of context. So first, create the context. You know? The best way to learn is the same way that all of our scriptures have become manifest, inquiry. If you want to know something, then you can use the folio. You want to know about this. So I look it up, and I see the full context of everything the Prabhupada says about that particular point. Then you will remember it because you want to know. If you just read, sometimes the mind wanders. But if you want to know something, and for this folio is very good, you know, then you read, you go to those places and you read it, but read it thoroughly. You know, then you will retain it. You know. So that's why our scriptures are based on inquiry. Because when you inquire, you want to know something, then you retain the answer. You know. That's why sometimes even in class, people become distracted because it's not necessarily what they want to know. It's some, you know, I have to go to the class. Even if you think like that, then you'll be assured that you won't remember it. If you think, I have to go to the class now. Oh, it's class time. You know? It's like something in between japa and prasadam, you know, that I have to do. So then you won't remember anything, most likely, unless you're shrutidhar or something. But so the important thing is really, I want to know. And I always recommend, read in Prabhupada's books what you want to know. Of course, Prabhupada said, read a chapter every day, Bhagavad Gita. Many times he said that. And Vaisheshika Prabhu, that's his program, Chad, you know, chapter a day. But apart from that, whatever you hear from that chapter, go back to that and go deeper, and then you'll remember it. That's my humble advice, how to get some realization. So now it's time to stop. We'll stop here. Thank you all very much for your attention. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindiki Jai, Dai Gaura Premanandi.
Hare Krishna. So we'd like to express our gratitude to His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj for so wonderfully explaining this verse. And especially I really loved the multiple quotations he made from the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was very relevant to the topic. Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj is Srila Prabhupada's disciple. He was in Texas, and then he was part of the army. Yes, you know, he may not look like a soldier, but he had extensive experience. And in ISKCON also, he has handled many adventurous, challenging situations. And he has very interesting stories which cannot be shared in the Bhagavatam class. And he has been leading one of the very difficult and challenging places politically, in terms of too much of political unrest, which is Central America, and then, you know, kind of the northern part of South America, which is very difficult and challenging, politically very unstable. Socially, a lot of dangerous situations, but he has been leading relentlessly with great determination for many, many years, and he's a GBC for those places, and he has been appointed as the second vice chairman of the GBC, and in 2024, he will become the GBC chairman, and we... And currently he's really focusing on how the whole of ISKCON can work in the with the principle of unity in diversity. And he is traveling extensively to unite the different places in ISKCON. And hear from the leaders in different places what really would be their needs from the leadership of ISKCON's point of view. So I'm very impressed with his going out of his way, although he has his extensive zone, but he's doing his GBC duties as a vice chairman very diligently, trying to understand what are the needs of the different devotees in different places, especially the leadership. And we are very grateful that he's spending time with us here. Tomorrow morning he goes to Mira Road and then Chowpatty, and then he has an extensive travel across India till mid-December, and we hope to see him again in February in Mayapur. So let us welcome His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami Maharaj by loudly chanting Haribo. Also like to acknowledge Dr. Vijay Bhatkar sir, who's here with us, Padma Vibhushan. He's credited to be the father of the supercomputer in India, Param supercomputer, worked closely with Dr. Abdul Kalam in various missile projects. He is the founder of the Department of Technology, and basically he has worked with 5 prime ministers, Indira Gandhi ji, then Rajiv Gandhi, Manmohan Singh, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, and now Prime Minister Modi. And he is also, interestingly, being a very active core member of the curation of the new education policy. And he was working with Dr. Kasturi Rangan and others. And post-release of the new education policy, there has been a committee created for execution of the new education policy. And Dr. Vijay Bhatkar is the chairman of the execution of the new education policy. And more importantly, at this stage in his life, he is, you know, when he was traveling in America, he met a book distributor who gave him Srila Prabhupada's books, you know, way back 20 years ago. And then he read those books and he got so inspired that since then he has always been trying to see the connection between science and spirituality, and been very actively associated with ISKCON Pune. And many devotees in ISKCON Pune have been cultivating him and inviting him for events and programs. And at this stage, he wants to go deeper into spiritual practice, and devotees are regularly in touch with him. And we are very grateful that he is advising us in our efforts in the Bhaktivedanta Research Center of how we can penetrate the academic world based on the Indian knowledge system. So we are grateful for your kind support and efforts, and we hope and pray that your spiritual journey will be fulfilled with the grace of, as Maharaj said, Satsangamo, the Devotees Association. So let us welcome Dr. Vijay Bhatkar also. Haribo! 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 Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.